It's the height of the summer tourist season here in Prague. And with the rise in the number of visitors, there's also an unfortunate increase in some forms of crime in the Czech capital. Pickpocketing continues to be a problem, despite campaigns alerting tourists to the issue. And perhaps surprisingly, given the number of years that Mastelir witnessed one such con earlier this week, and has the following report.
Prague is known for its beauty, and unfortunately, also its petty crime. On Tuesday, I was rushing down Venceslas Square, as I do every day, and as I was about to descend a staircase into the subway system, I turned around to see a man handing another a wad of cash, and the tourist saying a gracious thank you. It happened right in front of my eyes, an illegal exchange made on the edge of Venceslas Square. Only the unsuspecting tourist had no idea that the wad of colorful bills he had just bought were not Czech crowns, but rather Bulgarian lei. Then, as quickly as the wads of money exchanged hands, the seller disappeared past me into the subway system. Although tourists are warned of these scams, and good common sense should tell anyone that exchanging money in the street is a bad idea, it happens at an alarmingly high rate. Curious about how frequently tourists may be approached, I went back to Venceslas Square and na Psikopje Street and asked people about their encounters with black marketeers.
I don't do it.
But has somebody asked you here on the square?
No. Today not. I arrived today.
Okay.
No.
No. How long have you been here?
3 days.
3 days.
I was approached several times in Vaslavsky Namas, yes, but not on a daily basis.
How many times has it happened, would you say?
Oh, I think a couple of times a year.
And how long have you lived in Prague?
6 years.
Have you been approached by anybody trying to exchange foreign currency for Czech currency?
Yes.
What happened?
Nothing. I told them that I don't want to change in the street.
Prince Bang.
Has somebody tried to sell you Czech money in the street?
Yeah.
How many times did it happen?
2 or 3 times.
During this visit?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been here?
We have arrived this morning.
So you arrived this morning and during the course of today, 3 times. Mm-hmm. You work here in front of Obecny Dum with the tourists. Do you have a chance to see during the course of your day attempts at people making illegal money sales?
Yes, there is a lot of people. They do false money here. But nobody, they doesn't do nothing.
The police don't do anything?
Nothing.
Why do you think?
I don't know what's the problem. There is many people here, they do false money, and the police, they know the people. Sometimes they took the people, after one day you will see the same people here.
So you know who they are by face?
Of course. As well, the police, they know all them.
Ironically, the incident I witnessed took place in close proximity to an officially licensed exchange bureau. One of the men who works at the exchange office shared his opinion on the problem of illegal currency exchanges.
Actually, I think this is a famous thing in Prague because almost all exchange offices, these workers, they're the cashiers, they know about this business. And actually, I think the police also know about this kind of illegal business, but nobody can do anything about this black market, because the police say that this is thing is between the customers and between some men on the street, so they can't do anything.
What happens, for example, the incident I witnessed happened in front of your booth at the bottom of Venceslas Square. Do you ever have tourists coming back to you for help when they discover the money they have isn't real Czech money?
I think they just want to inform about what kind of currency they get. That's all what they can.
And what are the most frequent kinds of currencies?
Bulgarian lei and leva. And now, actually, the most famous currency is Hungarian forints.
And in terms of your estimate of the number of people who fall victim to this, how many would you say?
I think minimal twice a day they come and ask about the currency.
So the lesson to tourists? Exchange your money at a licensed exchange bureau, at a bank, or just use the ATM machines scattered all around Prague. You'll have to pay an exchange fee, but you'll avoid a handful of funny money.
That report by Linda Mashtalir. Just a reminder, you're listening to Radio Prague, where now it's time for a little bit of